It was Pork Fat that brought Chef Sean Brock and me together. It was in Nashville. A hotel chef was assigned my 6-course meal of pork fat dishes, part of the presentation for a group of pork scientists. Now, hotel cooks usually don't thrill to these oddball assignments, but I lucked out with Sean Brock, a chef in love with challenges and tastes of the past. The lunch took off. Well, later Sean told me about growing up in a coal town in rural Virginia, a town where if you weren't eating what you grew and raised, you were preserving what you grew and raised. Well, those sensibilities now thrive in his award-winning Southern restaurants, Husk and McCrady's. He serves low-country cooking that brings back lost tastes and ingredients. And not surprisingly, his first book is called Heritage. Contributor Noelle Carter talked to Sean about his path.
Sean, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You mentioned early in the book that your mission is to elevate Southern food, and the first recipe you give is for Hop and John. But this isn't just any recipe. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, I had the lesson of my life over a bowl of Hop and John, and I didn't even know it was happening. It was in the late 90s, and I was in Charleston attending culinary school, and I'd read so much about this dish. And I was reading so much about low country cooking from these old 19th century books. And I just kept seeing Hop and John everywhere. And my first experience eating Hop and John wasn't the greatest. It really tasted very, very bland. And it took years and years and years for me to figure out why exactly that happened. And that's because the products weren't available. The rice wasn't available. The peas weren't available.
It is all about the ingredients. And you make a big point in the book about talking about preserving heritage ingredients and searching out kind of lost foods and the lost ingredients that made them.
Yeah, you know, I was reading a lot about the food of the South, sort of pre-Civil War, and I was kind of fascinated with that. A lot of things changed after the Civil War in agriculture and therefore cooking, but a lot of the cuisine's foundation was built in that antebellum period. And the products that were being grown were just extraordinary. The soil they were being grown in was amazing, but the exact varietals themselves had a very, very amazing flavor. And after the Civil War, a lot of that stuff, and then going into the Great Depression, a lot of that stuff just kind of disappeared, and so the flavor disappears. And so for us, it's very, very important to find those old varieties and bring back that flavor, and that's, in our minds, the only way that you can truly restore a cuisine.
Now, you describe yourself as an obsessive seed collector, and a number of the ingredients you use were perhaps on the verge of extinction. I know you've done a lot of work with Glenn Roberts of Anson Mills and others to preserve and promote heirloom crops. Can you talk a little about this?
Yeah, you know, well, it was a way of living for my grandmother and for my family, as you just saved these seeds, not because you were poor, because you really loved the flavor of a particular tomato or a particular bean. And like I said, that just kind of became a part of me my whole life. And then after meeting Glenn and John at Blackberry Farm, I really saw the importance of it, because if we're not saving these things, then they're going to disappear. And when they disappear, the stories disappear, the flavor disappears. And it's just, once you realize that, you do everything you can to keep that from happening. And the more you do it, the more beautiful food you find. And it's like, I'm a collector. I collect guitars. I collect all kinds of different things. So it's another way for me to feed that obsession. And I've been collecting seeds for as long as I can remember.
Right. One of the things I got from your book was, as much as you talk about Southern food, your philosophy and your passion can be applied to, you know, almost any regional cuisine.
Yeah, I think each place has its own taste. And that's just a fascinating thing to think about. And that's important for a chef, and that's important for someone with a restaurant, because when people visit you, when they come to Nashville or when they come to Charleston or wherever your restaurant is, you know, that's another extension of that visit. That's the way a place tastes. That's what it feels like to eat. That's the emotion that comes along with visiting a place is that experience at the dinner table. And in order to do that, you've really got to focus on collecting the ingredients and the recipes and the stories of each region, no matter what region that is. You know, it's not really about geography. It's just about an attitude.
I have one last question. Is there a recipe in the book that best encapsulates your philosophy?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about what my favorite thing in that book is, and it's kind of a hidden recipe. It's not laid out like a traditional recipe. It's kind of a story, and it's kind of the way old recipes used to be written and passed down, and that's this recipe for my grandmother's mixed pickles. Like, you literally take a crock, a huge creek rock, and a pillow, and some vegetables, and some salt and water, and you blanch them, and then you put them into this crock, in this salt water solution. You put the rock in the pillowcase, and you drop that on top to weight it down, and you let that ferment for as long as you want. But to me, like, you rarely see those kind of recipes. You rarely see that recipe. It's corn and beans and cabbage and peppers. And it's just amazing. It was always on the table when I was a kid. And for me, I just love introducing those new things to people and then watching them get hooked. And like, wow, I can't believe I've never had those mixed pickles. And now I have them every day. And to me, that's one of the great things about being able to write a book, is to share those things from your childhood. I was very, very lucky to have grown up in a family that loves food more than I've ever seen anybody love food. Just the passion that my mother and my grandmother had as a child, watching them, you know, marvel over a tomato, was something that I find myself doing every day now. And it's just amazing how hereditary that is.
It's a beautiful thing. Sean, thank you so much for your time. And I can't wait to try every single recipe in your cookbook.
Thank you very much. I hope you like them.
Sean Brock is author of Heritage. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column. Well, Sean left us with a Southern holiday menu that includes Hoppin' John, a good opportunity to get to know your ingredients. And you can find it at splendidtable.org.